Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. How you doing? Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. We do appreciate you having us on this afternoon. Appreciate that ride home. Still a great afternoon. It's starting to cloud up somewhat out there. But other than that, temperatures still around the upper 70s, lower 80s, depending on where you're located. Not a bad day. Do hope you're having a good day. Thanks a lot for having us on. Okay, if you don't mind, Austin, let's go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, Escambia County has received a $30 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The funds are going to be used for the construction of a new ECAT facility. County plans to locate the Rosa Parks Transit Complex to a new location in the vicinity of Clarinda Lane. This is, if you're not familiar, it's between Pace and Palafox and Brent. Escambia commissioners will address the issue at tomorrow's board meeting and authorize staff to start the process required for the acquisition of properties for ECAT's relocation.
And low pay is leading to an exodus of teachers in the state. For the second year in a row, Florida ranks 50th out of all the states for average teacher salary. Out of 67 counties, Escambia ranks 54th with an average salary of just over $50,000. Santa Rosa, meanwhile, is ranked 34th with an average salary of just over $53,000. Escambia County currently has 42 instructional openings, and that represents a fill rate of around 98.4%.
614, News Radio 92.3. Here's your third story. Escambia District 1 Commissioner Steve Stroberger addressed the status of two longstanding community concerns. Here they are. First one, the lack of fire protection for Paradise Beach residents and ongoing tensions over public access to beaches on Perdido Key. He told residents at a recent town hall meeting the county is finalizing the acquisition of a five-acre site. This is on Bronsonfield Road, and it's for a new fire station. He also focused on beach access, and Perdido Key disputes have erupted. A lot of disputes have erupted over condo owners seeking to limit public use of privately owned beachfront property and residents advocating for broader public access.
And you know what? Since it's just about 6:15, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see, at least not much that would stand out to you. We got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling towards Highway 87. That's if you're traveling westbound towards the highway. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 78 degrees. It's going to be a low of 72 tonight. Had a texter letting us know last hour that there were some pop-up showers in some areas in Pensacola, but they have, I'm assuming, dissipated. There will maybe be some tomorrow, late Thursday as well. Thursday's high going to be 83 with a low of 72.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida could soon ban the addition of fluoride in drinking water.
Yeah, I'm addicted to fluoride.
Okay, Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Florida's governor could sign a bill passed by the state legislature that, among other things, bans the act of adding fluoride to drinking water systems in the state. Governor Ron DeSantis and his state surgeon general, Joseph Latipo, have recently endorsed ending the decades-old practice, which began as a method to prevent tooth decay but is now being questioned as a potential toxin for children. About two-thirds of all public water systems in the U.S. engage in fluoridation. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Florida Senate voted 31-7 to confirm Rodney Barreto's reappointment as chairman of the FWC commission yesterday. This comes despite concerns from environmental groups about his ties to development interests. Critics argue that development plays too large a role on the commission, while supporters highlight Barreto's efforts in coral reef protection and invasive species management. Barreto was first appointed to the FWC board nearly two decades ago.
Well, the driver of that recreational boat that crashed into a ferry down in Clearwater, resulting in the death of a passenger, now denying he left the scene of that incident. Eben Brown continues with more on this story from Miami.
The driver of a 37-foot-long recreational boat which struck the Clearwater Ferry Sunday, killing one passenger and injuring others, is now saying through his attorney that reports he left the scene are misinformation. Florida Fish and Wildlife spokesman Matthew Della Rosa.
The captain voluntarily submitted to a breathalyzer, and there was no alcohol determined in that breathalyzer sample. It read 000.
The owner, Jeffrey Knight, claims he had one of his passengers call for help, tied his vessel to the distressed ferry, and pushed it closer to shore so first responders could more easily access it, leaving only when they arrived and his vessel took on too much water. No charges are filed. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a group of churches from Florida to California suing the Trump administration over its policy change, pushing for the arrest of undocumented immigrants at places of worship. Rebecca Putman, pastor of Westminster Presbyterian Church in Gainesville, says the Constitution guarantees the free exercise of religion and the right to assembly. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security says that criminals can no longer hide in America's schools and churches.
Okay, mandatory later start times for Florida's middle and high school students appear on their way out before they actually even took effect. The Florida House on Tuesday agreed to give districts more local control over the bell schedules. Mm. The changes in Senate Bill 296 would allow school districts to avoid the requirement that middle schools begin no earlier than 8 a.m., high schools no earlier than 8:30 a.m. Did you like to get up early for classes?
No, but see, I remember back when, because like for me as a car rider, I don't think first class officially began until like a quarter after 9. So I must be a pretty late worm to the or late bird. I wasn't getting the worm in the mornings, apparently.
I know in college I enjoyed the morning classes, so I could get it
got,
out of the
got
way.
Your day yeah through with. I agree with you on that. And a newly filed amendment in the Florida legislature could alter the state's approach to honoring Black history. Rather than establishing a single Florida Museum of Black History, the amendment would create three separate institutions. The amendment filed by Representative Bruce Antoni calls on the Florida Department of State to partner with each museum for planning, design, and operations.
I want to throw this in here because it is a local story, but it's also in Florida. Pensacola was recently awarded a rare federal grant to create affordable housing near NAS Pensacola. Hmm. Mayor Reeves says it's one of several projects that have been funded through grants this year.
Without subsidy, there was no such thing as affordable housing or an affordable housing initiative. So this is yet another example that we're excited about. It's a rare grant that doesn't have a million rules. That's what we like. We can put it into a project. We can buy property with it. And we've got a nice runway to make sure that we have time to make the right decision. So we're very, very excited about it.
All right. 6:19, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. In just a few minutes, we'll get a deep dive into some of the biggest stories happening across the nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Few simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Pensacola Navy Days is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. May 9th through 11th, join us as we honor the pride and dedication of our military community and Pensacola's military heritage. Start the celebration Friday, May 9th at AC Reed for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament or at the Black Tie Night at the Museum Gala. Saturday, May 10th, we'll take to the streets for the Pensacola Navy Days 4K race and parade, then head over to Plaza de Luna for Family Fun Fest. Get the details and tickets at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 6:23, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Harvard University releases an internal report of anti-Semitic activities on campus. Oh, they've got some problems up there. Here's Alexis McAdams.
The president had to apologize because these reports show there's a lot of problems on campus. This after the Jewish students there say they feel like they are treated like pariahs, and Muslim students share that they feel like second-class citizens. These reports were done by two separate task forces, which have faculty and students on them, and they're formed by the school this time. They're finding both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia are running rampant on Harvard's campus. And it's not just in the classroom, okay, but it's in campus life, too. The report's finding a spike in anti-Semitism after the October 7th Hamas terror attack. Some students say it's even worse at the schools and programs that have a focus on social justice.
And Ukraine and the U.S. planning to sign a minerals agreement, that could have come as soon as today. It was during a Trump administration cabinet meeting earlier today that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the U.S. is ready to sign the deal at any time. It comes after Ukraine's prime minister said that they're sending their deputy prime minister to D.C. to ink the agreement.
Well, today is a day to make note of. Vietnam celebrated the 50th anniversary of the end of the war. Greg Palcott has more from London this afternoon.
Celebrations included a parade in Ho Chi Minh City with marching troops and an air show. Vietnamese waved flags and sang songs. U.S. troops fled the American embassy on this day in 1975. The war between the U.S. and North Vietnam, in which nearly 60,000 Americans were killed, ended about 2 years prior with the withdrawal of U.S. troops. The landmark comes amid new tensions between the U.S. and Vietnam. Hanoi faces potentially large fresh tariffs. The U.S. Consul General attended today's proceedings, but the American ambassador did not, amid reports the Trump administration didn't want to mark a U.S. defeat. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
All right, 6:24, News Radio 92.3. Stocks indeed mixed amid uncertainty about the effects of President Trump's trade war. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks gaining steam in the last 15 minutes of trading on the last trading day on what has been a volatile month for Wall Street. Stocks ending mixed, but the Dow and S&P 500 extending gains for a seventh straight session. Data show that gross domestic product, a measure of economic growth, shrank in the first 3 months of the year. It was the first contraction in 3 years, deepening concerns around the impact of U.S. tariffs and the global trade war. Industrials and consumer staples gained while energy lagged, and investors are eagerly awaiting earnings after the closing bell today from tech heavyweights Meta Platforms and Microsoft. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Chevron. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price has a look at your weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Well, luckily, nothing appears to be going on the road, so I don't have to talk your ear off about that. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 72 tonight, going to be mostly cloudy, as you can see in the sky already. But a lot of that will clear up by Thursday, where it will be mostly sunny, high of 83. When we get into your Thursday night, there may be about a 20% chance of thunderstorms, so some of those clouds may come back in, but Thursday night's low, going to be 72.
Yeah, and April wasn't a good month for job growth. In fact, job growth by private employers was disappointing in April. Jenny Casola has more from Washington.
Payroll processing company ADP is reporting 62,000 new jobs created by private employers in April. Economists were expecting 115,000. Also, March job growth was revised down from 155,000 to 147,000. ADP bases its report on payroll information from more than 25 million U.S. employees. ADP's chief economist, Dr. Neela Richardson, says unease is the word of the day. She says employers are trying to reconcile policy and consumer uncertainty with a run of mostly positive economic data. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. ADP's report is not considered a preview. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And the White House will not confirm reports that it has asked El Salvador about the status of Kilmar Obrego Garcia. He was deported to El Salvador in what the White House said was an administrative error before saying that he was a member of MS-13. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has reportedly been in touch with El Salvador about Garcia, but today during a cabinet meeting, he told reporters that he will not comment.
Okay, all I have to do is look at his knuckles. Some 7.4 million Americans get Social Security checks every month. Those go out on the first business day of each month, but the first day of June this year falls on a weekend, so recipients will get two checks in May instead. About one-third of all SSI recipients will also get Social Security benefits, which means three checks will hit their account during the calendar month of May and only one in June.
And a Columbia University student free on bail after DHS officers detained him earlier this month. Moshin Madawi has been held at an ICE facility in Vermont since he was arrested by Department of Homeland Security agents during his naturalization interview on April 14th. The 34-year-old was at the center of organizing pro-Palestinian protests that took place at Columbia University last year. Federal officials want to keep Madawi held since he has admitted in the past to his involvement in anti-Semitic acts of violence.
Right, Google's CEO defending the company on the witness stand today at an antitrust trial. Here's Jenny Cosola.
The U.S. government is seeking an order to force Google to sell its Chrome browser and to take other steps to boost competition in the search business. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said on the stand Google spends billions on research and development in cybersecurity. He believes changes to its business could hurt the company and its customers. He also doesn't believe any other company could invest in Chrome's innovation and security the way Google has. The Department of Justice and a coalition of state attorneys general are pushing for changes to bring back competition, especially as generative artificial intelligence advances. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Senator Chuck Schumer dismissing questions about the low approval rating he received on a new CNN poll. The poll showed Schumer has a 17% favorable rating and a 44% unfavorable rating, which marks his worst approval numbers received in a CNN poll dating back to 2017. The Senate Democratic leader dismissed a question about the rating when asked whether he is becoming a political liability for his own party.
Okay, Kuwait has released more Americans that were detained on drug charges and other offenses. Jill Nato has that story for us this afternoon.
The 10 Americans freed include military contractors and veterans. This latest release by Kuwait brings the total number of Americans pardoned to 23 over the past 2 months. Kuwait's pardons of the Americans are seen as a goodwill gesture to the United States, and the oil-rich nation is considered to be an ally of the U.S., but it was reported to not be all goodwill for the detainees. Supporters of one of them say that person was coerced into signing a false confession and was subject to physical violence. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, Escambia Public Schools hosting that in-person teacher hiring event is happening Saturday over at Washington High School. Full-time teaching positions at all grade levels will be available. Coming up in five, less than five, actually, sports on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. A rare earth minerals deal between the U.S. and Ukraine has been struck. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
The U.S. and Ukraine finally inking that long-awaited so-called minerals deal, establishing an economic partnership in recognition of U.S. support to Ukraine. The Treasury Department announcing that this is a signal to Russia that the U.S. is committed to a peace that's centered on a free, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine.
President Trump is downplaying supply shortages as a result of tariffs.
As the Trump administration races to lock in new economic deals with Asian trading partners, President Trump says he's not worried about empty shelves because of a trade war with China. The president says he believes a trade deal to lower tariff rates with Beijing will happen.
America is listening to Fox News.
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the Baptist Hospital project, the demolition, and how that's all playing out, plus a grant that the city has gotten to help build military housing. Santa Rosa County continues to have turmoil over the question of opening up a development behind a dead-end road, Ibis Road. Really interesting public policy problem, by the way, of grids versus dead-end roads. And is it right or wrong for Amazon to list the cost of the tariff in their pricing? Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, kicking things off here with number one, Escambia County has received a $30 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The funds will be used for the construction of a new ECAT facility. The county plans to relocate from the Rosa L. Parks Transit Complex to a new facility in the vicinity of Clarinda Lane. That's between Pace Boulevard and Palafox and Brent. Escambia commissioners will address the issue at tomorrow's board meeting and authorize staff to start the process required for the acquisition of properties for ECAT's relocation.
All right, number two, frame it and put it on that headline there. You got to have money to play. Low pay is leading to an exodus of teachers in the state. For the second year in a row, Florida ranking 50th out of 50 states for average teacher salaries. Out of 67 counties here in Florida, Escambia ranking 54th. With the average salary of $50,000 and some change, Santa Rosa is ranked 34th with an average salary of $53,000 and some change. Escambia County currently has 42 instructional openings. This represents a fill rate of 98.4%.
And Escambia District 1 Commissioner Steve Stroberger addressed the status of two longstanding community concerns: the lack of fire protection for Paradise Beach residents and ongoing tensions over public access to beaches on Perdido Key. He told residents the county is finalizing the acquisition of a five-acre site on Bronsonfield Road for a new fire station. And in regards to Perdido Key, he acknowledged disputes have erupted between condominium owners seeking to limit public use of privately owned beachfront and residents advocating for broader public access.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Down to a minute remaining on the power play. Gostisbehere to the far side. Back across. Too hard for Jarvis. Gostisbehere with it once again. To the far circle. Stop!
The
Carolina Hurricanes became the first team to move into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. On TNT, Sebastian Aho scored in overtime to lift Carolina over New Jersey 5-4 and into the second round. Another overtime game in Las Vegas, Brett Howden scored in sudden death to give the Golden Knights a 3-2 win over the Wild and a 3-2 series lead. The Maple Leafs missed a chance to eliminate the Senators. Ottawa won at Toronto 4-0 to force a Game 6 in Ottawa. The Oilers beat the Kings 3-1 in Los Angeles to take a 3-2 series lead. Two NBA playoff series ended last night.
Magic put up a fight. They made Boston feel them in this series. There's no doubt about it. Their defense, their grit, their physicality was impressive. But the experience showed out for Joe Mazzulla and the defending champs. Boston is bound for the second round.
On NBA TV, the Celtics beat the Magic 120-89. 35 points and 10 rebounds for Jason Tatum. Boston, the defending champs, into the second round against the winner of the Knicks-Pistons series. New York could have ended it last night, but lost at home to Detroit 106-103. Cade Cunningham scored 24 for Detroit, which will host Game 6 tomorrow, down 3-2. Indiana Pacers came back from 20 points down against the Bucks in Game 5 to force overtime. Then Indiana ended the game on an 8-0 run over a span of 33 seconds. Eliminated Milwaukee for the second year in a row, 119-118. Pacers advanced to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Jamal Murray scored 43 points for the Nuggets, who went up 3-2 on the Clippers, winning in Denver 131-115. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And legendary University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban joining President Trump at this week's UA graduation ceremony. Trump will deliver the commencement speech on Thursday. Saban and UA President Stuart R. Bell will also deliver remarks. Alabama strongly supporting Trump in the past three elections.
Okay, the Pensacola Wahoos, Blue Wahoos, began their longest road trip of the season with a big 3-2 win over Birmingham Tuesday evening. Wahoos 16-6 on the season. They are sitting in first place in the South Division. Tonight, Pensacola faces Birmingham, game two of a six-game series.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this because this is, you know, if you're a Florida State fan, which a lot of people are in this area, this is very upsetting to hear. New York Jets quarterback Jordan Travis informing the team of his retirement. A fifth-round pick from Florida State in 2024, he suffered a serious leg injury in his final college game on November 18th, 2023 against North Alabama. And he put up some good stats that season, 20 touchdowns, only two interceptions. Led the team to an 11-0 record, but he stated that after much prayer and consultation, he's been medically advised to retire and had been placed on the reserve/retired list after extensive rehab efforts.
That was a horrific accident.
Oh, that was rough, yeah.
Okay, Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris has launched a formal search for the new head coach and assistant coach to lead the team into the 25-26 SPHL season. Harris anticipates a lot of interest from candidates across the hockey world and is connecting with coaches who are eager to help shape the next chapter of Ice Flyers hockey.
All right. You know what? Since you mentioned hockey, we got some postseason stuff going on here in both the NHL and NBA. Want to let you know that NHL Capitals beating the Canadiens. If Washington wins this game, they will win the series in five. They're beating the Canadiens 2-0 with 9 minutes to go in the first period. And over on the NBA side of things, we've got the Warriors and Rockets getting underway. They are tied 5 points apiece. That game just starting on TNT, True TV, and on Max.
This story is circulating across a lot of different media sites here. You'll get it here in just a second. NFL legend and University of North Carolina head football coach Bill Belichick is defending his girlfriend Jordan Hudson after she intervened in his CBS interview, rightly so, she was wearing two hats. Personal with Mr. Belichick in terms of relationship.
Right.
And PR, her job. Yeah. She was doing her job. Here's Nate Foy.
When the interviewer asked how they met, Hudson saying that she wouldn't or they wouldn't be discussing that, Belichick released a statement saying, quote, "Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. I was surprised when the unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed this to the reporter. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track."
And also, I just mentioned a moment ago some of the NBA playoff action going on today. The other game that has not started yet is Timberwolves-Lakers. Want to give a shout-out to our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Also have a mobile app you can download. Pre-game coverage of Timberwolves-Lakers gets underway at 8:30.
When you talk about the NBA playoffs, you're not going to be talking about the Milwaukee Bucks from this day forward.
You are correct.
Here's Joe Morgan.
The Milwaukee Bucks season has come to an end, and the future doesn't look bright. The Bucks were eliminated from the playoffs Tuesday night, falling in overtime to the Pacers 119-118. Milwaukee collapsed late in OT, allowing Indiana to end the game on an 8-0 run, while Tyrese Halliburton made a driving layup with just over 1 second remaining in the game for the victory. The Pacers forced two turnovers in the final 29 seconds of overtime, and Indiana advances to face the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round. Milwaukee's loss comes one day after the team announced that Damian Lillard has a torn left Achilles tendon. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Lakers superstar Luka Doncic donating $5,000 towards the restoration of a Kobe and Gianna Bryant mural in downtown L.A. We touched on this earlier this week. It was recently vandalized with graffiti, and a GoFundMe was started requesting $5,000 to pay for the restoration of the mural, and Doncic has decided to pay all of that.
All right, the NFL has disciplined a team over a prank phone call to an NFL draft pick. You know the story here. This was a sick joke, actually.
Yeah, I don't think it's funny, personally.
Okay, here's Jared Max.
It's a common basketball hoop in a St. Louis Park, Minnesota driveway where Lily Modine's two young boys play that's now the focus of a legal dispute.
I have a sense of dread because we've just been under attack for a year.
In court documents, Julia and Fred Ramos, the new neighbors, want the family's hoop gone, citing safety concerns. In a battle that's gone from the zoning board to a restraining order that a judge tossed out to now civil court to prevent the boys from playing basketball in their own driveway.
And it's just become very apparent that it's not going to stop.
The Modines have opened a GoFundMe account for mounting legal bills. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Thanks to a prank that became a live stream video gone viral, the Atlanta Falcons have been fined $250,000 by the NFL. Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich fined individually $100,000 because Ulbrich's 21-year-old son, Jax, on a recent visit to his parents' home, discovered the phone number of Shador Sanders off an open iPad. Sanders, the former Colorado quarterback, was initially figured to be a first-round NFL draft pick but dropped to a fifth-round choice by the Cleveland Browns. Jax Ulbrich had written down Sanders' phone number to later conduct a prank call. In the video, Jax is next to a friend who pretended on the phone to be New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis when he called Sanders and said, "We're going to take you with our next pick. Man, but you're going to have to wait a little longer. Sorry about that." Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa. The pros that know to keep your business moving at full speed. I get Tyrese Halliburton's father isn't just a regular fan. He's the father of the man who hit the game-winning shot for the Indiana Pacers to advance and pass the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA playoffs. But that being said, though, Halliburton's father embarrassed himself last night going nose-to-nose with Giannis Antetokounmpo after the win. Halliburton's father acted like a fool. The focus today should be on your son, not the star player's father acting like a clown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
6:45 News Radio, 92.3. You having a good night? Thanks a lot for having us on. We appreciate it. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here. Well, Let's take a look and see what's going on weather-wise. Austin is in with traffic and weather together.
I sure am. Luckily, not much to talk about on the roads. They're looking pretty smooth sailing. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather on the local scale, we're sitting at around 78 degrees, low of 72 tonight. It's gotten kind of cloudy in some areas this evening, but that should clear up during the middle of your day Thursday. High is going to be 83, low will be 72, but Thursday night, we are going to have a slight chance of thunderstorms, sitting at around 20% right now.
Yeah, we're going to be talking. Probably our lingo will be including the terminology pop-up showers a lot in the next few days.
Yes, yes.
Something like that. Okay, so you pretty good forecast. Not bad. Thank you, Austin, for that one. But the national snapshot, a little bit different. Not so pretty. The central U.S. bracing for potential severe weather all day tomorrow. Meteorologist Janice Dean has the report for us.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be in the forecast once again for the south central U.S., with the possibility for large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and very heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. Tomorrow, the risk shifts into the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee river valleys, spreading towards the east coast and northeast over the weekend. We've got another round of storms moving into the plains on Friday. Scattered thunderstorms also possible over the northwest, the Rockies, and the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today blaming former President Joe Biden for the U.S. economy shrinking in the first quarter of 2025, suggesting he'll double down and blame Biden again for the second quarter's results. The president's remarks came hours after his first offensive response to the Commerce Report showing GDP falling at a 0.3% annualized pace. It was the first quarter of negative growth since 2022 when Biden was president. Microsoft shares rose more than 6% in extended trading today after the company reported better-than-expected quarterly results driven by its cloud business. Microsoft's revenue grew 13% year-over-year for the quarter. Net income climbed by 18% up to $25.8 billion. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining more than 140 points, the S&P 500 added 8, and the NASDAQ was off by 15. That's Your Money Now.
All right, 6:47. It seems like the day's just flying by.
I know, isn't it great?
It's been a great day, though. Thanks for having us on. U.S. automaker announcing a massive recall. This probably will not make your day if you own a GM car. Here we go. Here's Sue Guzman.
General Motors recalling nearly 600,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to potential manufacturing defects that could cause engine failure. Vehicles recalled include the 2021 to 2024 Cadillac Escalade, Cadillac Escalade ESV, Chevy Silverado 1500, Chevy Suburban, Chevy Tahoe, GMC Sierra 1500, GMC Yukon, and GMC Yukon XL vehicle, the ones with 6.2-liter and V8 gas engines. Concern is the crankshaft component connection that can lead to engine damage and potential failure. Dealers will inspect affected vehicles and repair or replace the engine if necessary with new components free of charge. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And keeping with the car theme, Ford extending its employee pricing sale until July 4th. Ford CEO Jim Farley announced the extension during an interview with CNN on Wednesday. The automaker extending its offer to car buyers for another month to encourage sales to consumers nervous about rising prices because of new tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. Farley said the company wants to keep prices competitive and low, but noted that he can't say prices won't go up.
Okay, prices cooled last month before April's tariffs were revealed. A lot of concern out there in the markets. Here's Jenny Casola.
You may have seen some relief from price increases in March. The PCE inflation reading, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, was flat in March from February, suggesting prices held steady. There was also no change in the core reading, excluding food and energy. And for the year ending in March, the PCE rose 2.3%, 2.6 for core PCE. All the numbers suggest improvement. The report also suggests Americans were making more and spending more in March. Personal incomes rose by 0.5%, and personal consumption, which is spending, increased by 0.7%. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And films about Disney and Universal going to be released in China despite ongoing trade disputes. According to reports from Bloomberg, How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch are among the latest Hollywood films to secure coveted Chinese exhibition approvals. Marvel's Thunderbolts, meanwhile, also opened in the country today. The approvals may signal Beijing is keeping the door open for major American releases. Despite ongoing U.S.-China trade relations, China remains the world's second-largest theatrical market, behind only the United States.
Okay, when you have two communities that are competitive, and I'll give you an example. I know in the NBA years ago, Seattle and Portland were a great competitive area. They called it the Five Freeway battle, the five that runs from, of course, Portland up to Seattle. Well, we're going to call this story the Four Freeway Battle.
Okay.
The four runs from Orlando to Tampa in Central Florida. One city could be the newest location for a professional baseball team. Just keep in mind what I said, the Four Freeway Battle. Gotcha. Is Jared Max.
Among 30 teams in Major League Baseball, 16 drew more fans per game last season than the two teams combined whose homes are in the state of Florida. Annually, the Tampa Bay Rays and Miami Marlins have sat near the very bottom of the baseball attendance charts. This season, the Rays are playing in Tampa at the spring training home of the Yankees because Tampa Bay's home in St. Petersburg, Tropicana Field, was severely damaged by Hurricane Milton. Could the Rays potentially find a new home in Orlando? An ownership group led by Heartland Dental founder Rick Workman says it has $2.5 billion in commitments to try to buy a major league team and move it to Orlando, with plans for a new stadium near International Drive. The name of the group pursuing the team, the Orlando Dreamers. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, I really like your idea about kind of taking that that freeway name here, because UCF is in Orlando, of course. USF is in Tampa. Sure. And their rivalry, at least in football, is known as the War on I-4. Mm-hmm. So you could definitely take some inspo from that, especially when it comes to Tampa and Orlando in particular.
You know, just look at the population at that part of the state.
Right.
Great populous area. Like I said, well, they're doing the freeway. They're still working on that darn four freeway down there. It just drives you crazy because it takes, used to be like an hour, less than an hour from Orlando to Tampa.
Right.
Now you're good at just under 2 hours because of all the construction they're doing there. But anyway, I think that would be a pretty interesting concept.
Oh, absolutely.
If Tropicana's down, and it'll be down for a while. So they're using Steinbrenner Field in Tampa to carry the team for that one. So we will follow that story, I promise you. JetBlue Airways reportedly in talks with United Airlines on a potential partnership. You know, they tried this. JetBlue tried this with Spirit. Didn't work out. We'll see how this one goes. Here's Chad Linder.
Sources familiar with the matter say the potential partnership comes after a federal judge blocked JetBlue's so-called Northeast Alliance with American Airlines back in 2023. The sources said the two airlines have yet to finalize all the details and caution that things could still change. JetBlue, which has struggled financially post-pandemic, managing to post a profit in just two of the past 9 quarters, is hoping the partnership can help stabilize revenue. United says it does not comment on industry speculation. An official announcement could happen this quarter. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
All righty, 6:54. We'll take one very quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and one final check of the roads and weather right here, once again, on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another as a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's happening?
Luckily, nothing. The roads are looking good. Did have another texter letting us know that it was a pop-up shower in Pace. So there is some of that rainfall coming in a bit earlier than expected, so be on the lookout for that. Be sure to continue driving safely out there. But yes, looking at the weather, 78 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 83 and a low of 72 as well.
Here's today's pop culture news.
A lot of those folks who just got that car wash this afternoon are not very happy campers on that one. Well, they call it the wildest 11 minutes in space.
Okay.
Well, maybe they don't. I do. Katy Perry says she's been battered and bruised by backlash to her Blue Origin flight. Here's Michelle Polino.
Katy Perry is speaking out after facing backlash from the entertainment community and others over a recent Blue Origin spaceflight. The pop star says she feels battered and bruised, but is determined to keep looking to the light. Perry was part of an all-female crew that took an 11-minute trip to space April 14th. The Jeff Bezos-founded company's mission, intended to highlight women in aeronautics, instead triggered a flood of online criticism from fellow celebrities, including Olivia Munn and Amy Schumer, and even fast food chain Wendy's. The controversy follows the disappointing performance of Perry's latest album, 143. In a lengthy comment on a fan page, Perry expressed gratitude to her supporters. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts, mentioned that earlier this hour, it's looking to get off to a big start at the box office this weekend. The film, featuring an ensemble of anti-heroes, is expected to make between $70 and $75 million in its debut. Meanwhile, Ryan Coogler's Sinners expected to make around $35 million in its third week in theaters.
Okay, we may be getting a little bit of rain, but remember, conditions have been pretty darn dry around here. 100 wildfires are burning around the across the state of Florida, covering about 3,100 acres. The largest wildfire in the state is the Sandy Pine Fire, which is burning 100 acres in Walton County, just to the east of us there. Well, the kid's bringing his Detroit restaurant to Nashville. We're ready for this one.
Kid Rock is taking his Detroit flavor to Nashville in the form of a new restaurant, the Detroit Cowboy. The rocker stopped by Varney & Company on Fox Business to detail why he chose that destination for his hometown restaurant.
You know, our motto is go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. I had a little trouble just doing business with some bad actors in Detroit years ago in a city that I love.
The Michigan-born rapper's new place is a fine dining establishment serving steaks and seafood. It'll open Monday in the downtown district. The restaurant's walls will be decorated with memorabilia from his career and the gifts that he has received from icons like Johnny Cash, Bob Seger, Loretta Lynn, and nods to Aretha Franklin and Motown. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, get yourself ready for the 21st annual Gulf Coast Hot Air Balloon Fest. This is a good one. 3-day event scheduled tomorrow through Sunday. Over 50 hot air balloons from around the U.S. will appear at OWA Parks and Resort. That wraps it for Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We'll do it again at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.